Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I am silly, I know that.
You tell me who calls you silly, Marlowe, and I'll thrash them.
I call me silly.
Oh, dear, why?
Because I get into too many huffs. None of this would have happened this morning if I hadn't had a huff.
What beautiful aspirates.
It's just that sometimes I get very tired of always being the butt of the joke. Seems to have been the story of my life somehow.
Do you know something, Margot? That is one of the most infinitely sad things I've heard in the whole of my life.
Don't worry. I'm not feeling sorry for myself.
I am.
So am I. Oh, I am not a complete woman, Tom.
Aren't you?
I haven't got a sense of humor.
Don't you worry, I'll go and get you one.
Hello there, this is the Beluga Dunes podcast, Andy here. Thank you so much for deciding to listen to this week's episode. What I might do, because I'm recording this after I've just done the main bit of recording. And I've just realised I forgot to read the credits for all the clips that I'm playing in this week's episode. So I'm going to do it now. I thought it would just be the easiest thing. The clips this week were from The Good Life. That's the one you just heard. BoJack Horseman, Kidicarus, Pete Moore, Robot and Frank, JonTron, and Julian Smith. So there you go. Gonna make sure I do that at some point in the show, because it's kind of important that I give these people credit. And anyway, so what's happening in this week's episode? There's going to be a 6-minute shout out, and for new listeners, the 6-minute shout out is when I basically talk about something you can check out online, usually. And I talk about it for 6 minutes, hence 6-minute shout out. So yeah, won't tell you what the topic's going to be just yet. It's a little surprise. You'll find out what it's going to be. That's on the way. I'm also going to be talking about a film called Robot and Frank, which I never seen before. It's a 2012 film, and yeah, you'll be able to hear my thoughts on that. What you're not going to hear, usually I reveal what the next film is going to be. I still don't know yet, because I'm planning on doing a live episode on Sunday. And so, yeah, at that point, I should know what the film is going to be. I'm still, I'm making my mind up, because normally I just have a random film selected for me and I don't question it. I just think, okay, I'll watch that, and then, you know. But it's going to be Mother's Day in the UK. So, yeah, I thought, maybe I'll do a sort of Mother's Day related film if I can think of one. So yeah, I'm still trying to think of one. Robot and Frank, that's the film that I'm talking about. Not Robot and Frank, Robot and Frank. I'm gonna make sure I pronounce that properly. There's also chapter 18 of The Infinity Express, a bit of reading, but yeah, it's just a random story that I'm doing. Again, for new listeners, I'm doing this never-ending story that, you know, each week I'm doing a new chapter, and it's just a really random thing. It's these people that travel on a train that takes them to different worlds, and it's just really crazy and really stupid, but it's a lot of fun. All of that, and I don't think anything else. Those are the my three offerings Oh yeah, by the way, there isn't a This Is Ready Made segment this week, but you will hear me talking about him. Yeah, won't give too much away, but yeah, you will hear something to do. Yeah, we did record a video segment because normally I just do an audio one and play it the next time I do my podcast. We recorded this one as a little video portion, which I'm going to use for the live episode, because that's what I hope to do. For each live episode, I'd like to do a visual version of my conversation with This Is Ready Made. So, yeah. And again, I don't want to give too much away for the next segment, but, you know, I'm dropping a bit of a hint here. So, yeah, let's get right to that then. Okay, so... here we go. Let's get on with the podcast.
Are you saying that Van Sant Camp wants to recant on Van Camp? Because they can't!
It is now time for the 6-minute shout-out, so let's spin that internet wheel. Okay, there it goes. Lots of different topics on this wheel, all turning around. What's it going to land on? What's going to be this week's topic? It's slowing. It's almost there. It has landed on Radio Ready Made. So yeah, a lot of you will already be aware of This Is Ready Made because he's been on this podcast previously. Recently he started a little radio program, a radio show where he plays classic rock. Let me just make sure I'm... Yeah. I know how long I'm doing. Because he does live streams on his channel. If you go to This Is Ready Made on YouTube, so far he's done two shows, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. To give you an idea of what kind of music he plays. I'll read you, on the website, because he set up a Google Sites webpage, and you can find the playlist. This was broadcast on the 2nd of March. He played Pink Floyd's In the Flesh, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Can't Evil 9 First Impression Part 2, The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset, Led Zeppelin, Sugar Mama, The Who, Sea and Sand, and Genesis, The Carpet Crawlers. So great selection there. The following day, he really went to town. He played 14 songs. So yeah, this was a real treat. He played... Cheap Trick doing a live cover of Day Tripper by the Beatles, during the Dominoes, Bell Bottom Blues, Genesis, Robbery, Assault and Battery, David Bowie, Changes, Modest Mouse, Lampshades on Fire, The Rolling Stones, Do 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 Do, Heartbreaker, Frank Zappa, I'm the Slime, live in New York City, 1978, The Jam, So Sad About Us. There's a cover of The Who song. Beach Boys, I Know There's an Answer. Los Lobos, What's Going On Live. XTC, King for a Day. Grateful Dead, Truckin' Live from the Vault. And Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million. And I really enjoyed listening to these. And I think it's important that I stress that this is the type of show that I would love listening to, even if it wasn't for the fact that I'm kind of friends with this guy. We've now done a lot of different things. We did Video Gaga last year, and more recently we've started doing YouTube web series called Keep Drawing and Nobody Explodes. So I'll just just take a moment to plug that, because that is a new thing we've started, and we're probably going to do a new one each weekend. So yeah, but I really do want to see more of this. I definitely hope that this radio show is long lasting, because it's just a really nice way to spend the weekend. Because basically last Saturday we finished recording the episode of our web series, and shortly after he went live and started doing this show, playing records and doing a bit of talking in between. And it's nice and simple. He's got a great collection of records that he's been going through, and like I said, it's really my kind of radio. I'm really looking forward to hearing more. The only thing is, a little bit unfortunate, he isn't able to re-upload these videos. I think it's because of copyright reasons. He's not going to be re-uploading any of them. But as I say, all you have to know is that he's going to be doing these kind of over the weekend. So basically that's, yeah. It was kind of in the afternoon, both on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, in my time zone, I'm saying, like, for anyone in the UK. I don't know if he intends to keep it at that same time, but I found it was very convenient for me, because I was able to tune in both times. I don't think there have been, because according to the website, there have just been the two broadcasts, so I think it's going to be two a week, I imagine. We'll see, but either way, you know, however this continues, I'm supporting it, because yeah, I had a great time listening to it. So there we go. Radio Ready Made. If you can find his, you know, as I say, on Google sites, check out Radio Ready Made, and you'll see the playlist and everything. And he's even put up some YouTube videos that have the songs in them. I'll give you an idea of what to expect. It's a great show. Check it out.
That's how we do it in my garden.
Okay, so the pod flick this week is 2012's Robot and Frank.
Oh, you brought your little friend.
Hi there.
It's Mr. Darcy. Mr. Darcy? Are you two enjoying the party?
I'm functioning normally.
As am I.
Why don't you mingle together?
I have no functions or tasks that require verbal interaction with the VGC-60L.
Mr. Darcy, that is so rude.
So when all humans are extinct, you're not going to start a robot society?
I don't understand, Frank.
Well, why don't you pretend that Mr. Darcy is a human being like me and start up a conversation?
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm functioning normally.
As am I.
Set in the near future, an ex-jewel thief receives a gift from his son, a robot butler, programmed to look after him. But soon, the two companions try their luck as a heist team. Yeah, this is a really cute film. I enjoyed this. I suppose what's kind of interesting is, like, it's like I just read in that description, it's set in the near future. A little bit scary, actually, because yeah, the technology in this film, I feel like it seemed like it wasn't completely fictional. Like, these are the type of things that we can get access to. They're just not commonplace yet. For example, when he does this guy Frank is doing like video chats with his family members. Instead of doing it on a laptop, as I do when I talk to my parents, he has it on his TV screen, and it's all just voice operated. So it's not hard to imagine the sort of thing existing. It most likely does. I personally don't know anyone who has that kind of setup. It's just very high tech. Although, yeah, they even they do show how it can be faulty at times, and that was a nice little detail because, yeah, we know that technology isn't always perfect. It has its moments of not quite doing the job right. But even like the robots. We've seen this kind of technology in like documentaries and in news articles. Recently on The Daily Show, Trevor Noah was talking about sort of reacting to these reports on technology getting so advanced that, you know, not only people losing jobs, but there are those who are even worried that the machines may decide that we as a species are obsolete now, and that's a very common fear. Sorry to get a bit off topic, but that did start to make me wonder about my job, because I don't really do a particularly hard job. You know, the job I have isn't that, you know, so. Who knows, maybe there will be like robot butlers in the near future, because this film is already 6 years old, and the further, you know, technology evolves, who knows, I may not be able to. This is probably why I need to utilize my cartooning, because you know, hopefully robots aren't going to become better at drawing than people are. Like, you know, because there's a difference between drawing and printing, you know. My Canon printer is not an artist. That doesn't count as being an artist if you can print. See, I'm sounding crazy now, but yeah, as I say, this was quite a delightful film. Once again, this is another one where, even though I didn't give it my absolute undivided attention, I still enjoyed it. I like the interactions between the characters. If you're like me and you're not always looking right at the screen, you might be on your iPad or something. This is the kind of thing that happens with me. You can tell what's going on in the story. They do a good job making that abundantly clear. Yeah, so I think I'm going to recommend this. Would I watch it again? Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. When I say I will watch, would I watch it again? Yes. It's really hard to say if I will watch it again. You know, there's a difference. But I'd like to. I'd like to very much. And I'm going to recommend it. Robot and Frank, 2012. Now, here's the thing, because the next episode is going to be a live stream. And I'm thinking, rather than go to suggestmemovie.com, I may pick out a film, because it's going to be Mother's Day here in the UK. So yeah, I might see if I can think of a film that that will be fitting, that will have something to do with Mother's Day. I'll see what I've thought of a couple, but yeah, I don't know yet. So if you don't mind, I won't announce what the next film is going to be, but. I'll find something. Maybe I might do a bonus episode or something, or I reveal it. You'll definitely know by the next episode what film I'm going to be talking about. So yeah, That's it for this segment. So yeah, sorry, I'm being very vague on that, but never mind. Let's move on.
It's good for the kids if it's good for the adults.
Hi, we're here on the street asking people about the fump. Excuse me, sir, do you know what the fump is?
The what?
The fump. F-U-M-P.
Oh, I don't know, but it doesn't sound appetizing. I don't want any.
Isn't that the sound a groundhog makes when you run over it with your car?
No. Can you tell me what the fump is?
Is it the enemy in the next Spider-Man movie?
I don't think so.
A clean-burning car that runs on pancakes?
What?
Isn't that the stuff the Nutty Professor invented?
No, that's flubber. The fump. What is the fump?
Ooh, it's a dog. I think it's half Great Dane, half Chihuahua.
Is that even possible?
Sounds like something you get from a cheap hooker.
Oh, come on, no. Doesn't anyone around here know what the fump is?
I do, but I'm a paid announcer with a script in front of me that explains it.
Fine, fine. Go do your thing.
The fump is the Funny Music Project. It's a website where comedy musicians post funny songs and parodies. New songs are uploaded every Tuesday and Friday. The songs are available for free download from thefump.com or automatically via our podcast feed. The Fump features some of the biggest names in comedy music from the Dr. Demento Show, including the great Luke Ski, Robert London Spav, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Raymond and Scum, Power Salad, Bob Ricci, Carla Ulbrich, Steve Goody, Paul and Storm, and Jonathan Colton. High-quality downloads and compilation CDs are also available. Find us at www.thefump.com or look us up on iTunes. And for behind-the-scenes discussions on the songs posted to The Fump, listen to the Funny Music Podcast.
Thank you. See, people? Was that so hard?
So it is something you get from a cheap hooker. Look, the one I was with last Friday sold me a copy of the Volume 10 compilation CD.
Ugh, I quit. I'm going home.
The Fump. It's not something you get from a cheap hooker. Usually.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where I go to randomlists.com. And the reason for this is I'm writing a story. And I've been doing this for several episodes now. In fact, I can tell you how many because, right, yeah, I am being really prepared here. Let me just open up the text document. There's always something. Let's keep the suspense going. Yeah, this is The Infinity Express, and I've been writing this story for several months now. And the way it works is for each chapter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just have this website, randomlists.com. It gives me 8 words with which I can create a new chapter. So I'm just basically going to work each of these words into the story. So we're on to chapter 18 now. So I'm just going to type that in. Yeah. I'll just give you a recap for anyone who hasn't been following. So it's about this group of friends who are on this interdimensional steam train. And, so far, Becky has been explaining to Suzette how this train works, and because it might be useful information somehow. Shane reveals that this charity event they're on their way to is for finding houses for otters. Yeah, it's very random. They realise that Tabitha Gumball, who is meant to be a guest at this charity, has not actually been invited. They're basically going to kidnap her and bring her along. Right now, Tabitha's butler has shown up with a telephone and is telling her that, telling Miss Gumball that someone's on the phone for her. And so we're about to see what happens. Most likely, it's one of the guys from the Infinity Express. I'm going to hit pause now. Oh, wait, I have to read. I still haven't read which words. How professional I'm being. Okay, so here are the 8 words that I need to work into this chapter. Sister, paper, faulty, cause, innocent, coach, wretched, and pinch. And as if by magic, I now have the completed chapter right here in front of me. So here we go, chapter 18 of the Infinity Express. Teresa tells Tabitha Gumball that she is her long-lost sister and asks if she can visit. Excited, Tabitha accepts this request. "This is going to be a special day," she says, jumping for joy. While waiting for Teresa to arrive, Tabitha reads about homeless otters in the paper. The train pulls up at the station, but something is faulty. "What's that noise?" asks Lisa. "I think there's too much," begins Becky. "Listen, don't worry about it," says Suzette, rolling her eyes. "We're here now." Becky tries to explain the cause of the noise to Lisa, but it's all too complicated for literally anybody to understand. Tabitha answers the door, and the first thing she sees is Tabitha's innocent expression. "Sister!" yells Tabitha, and they throw their arms around each other. "Do come in." "Thank you," replies Teresa. The others are about to enter, but Tabitha shuts the door on them. Lisa and Suzette look at each other. "I guess we're not invited to their fake reunion," mutters Suzette. Back in coach A of the Infinity Express, Shane explains Teresa's plan, which proves to be even more boring than the workings of the train. "What's keeping Teresa?" asks Lisa. "She's probably having lobster with Tabitha right now," replies Becky. "Will you be our guest of honour at this charity lunch?" asks Teresa. "Gladly," says Tabitha. "Who else is going to help those poor, wretched otters?" That's a rhetorical question, by the way. Don't answer it. Suddenly, Teresa feels a pinch. She jumps and notices the lobster on her plate is still alive.
"I made this for you!"
Well, the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way. And, yeah, there's not much else to add. One thing I thought I'd just, before I get onto the housekeeping and stuff, there are just a number of things that I feel like I need to keep in mind. Like, I've not done a speed draw for over a week. I'm trying to kind of get back into the habit of doing that. So I don't know, I'll probably download the video that I need, because I just have to go to Vimeo and get the clip I want to do the commentary for. I'm sort of thinking aloud now, just to these are things that I might get around to doing. And also, I might do some more Portal videos for my YouTube channel, because in Portal 2 I've been doing the community test chambers. I've literally just done one of those, and I hope to do more. And I did begin Shovel Knight as a live stream on Sunday. So I've got a lot to think about. I might do some more of those as well. These are things that may appear on my channel. One thing that is very likely to become a thing is this Keep Drawing and Nobody Explodes. Look out for that on my YouTube channel. Now I'm just going to let you know that my website is belugatoons.com, BELUGATOONS, and that's where you can find like my YouTube videos and really everything that I do, more or less. There's also the Belugatoons Redbubble store, belugatoons.redbubble.com. You can get lots of merch. There's Video Gaga, that's the other podcast I do. I've already mentioned Keep Drawing. My Twitter is at BelugaToons, and I have another one called at BelugaToonsPod, and you'll find tweets that are more relevant to this podcast. What else? This podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Acast, whereas I should get into the habit of saying Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Acast. iTunes is the same thing. Who cares? I'm going to do a live stream, hopefully, on Sunday. Yeah, Mother's Day. Join me then when I will be talking about, hopefully, a film relevant to the occasion. That's going to be quite fun. I do enjoy doing the live episodes, and I think it is going to be every fourth episode where I go live on YouTube. It will still appear in the usual podcast feed as an MP3 because, you know, it's mostly the same thing. There's just one or two visual elements to it, so it's worth looking out for if you go to my YouTube. And don't forget to check out Ready Made Radio, as I definitely will be in future. I might put up a link on Twitter each time it goes live, so yeah, that should help. And I think that's all I have to say now. So thanks very much for listening, everybody. Do take care, and bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.